Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's program will look at the swing bands of Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, Benny Goodman with Peggy Lee on vocals, Artie Shaw, Claude Thornhill, and Bunny Berrigan. Duke Ellington composed over 2,000 works in his lifetime and is considered by many to be the greatest American musician and composer ever. Two vocals by Ivy Anderson are lined up, 5 O'Clock Whistle and Chocolate Shake, then an instrumental, The Flaming Sword.
What's wrong? Oh, my pop will be working all night long. Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? Won't somebody fix the whistle? Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? So my poor old pop will know it's time for him to stop. You ought to hear what my mommy said when papa came home and sneaked into bed and told her he worked till 2:30, 'cause the 5 o'clock whistle never blew. snake. She was banished from Eden for days for doing the chocolate shake. Venus de Milo had charms. She gave the Greeks quite a break. Now that poor gal is minus her arms from doing the chocolate shake. It was under an African sun that Stanley met old Livingston. While the gals shook their fruit, he blew on his flute, zigging the zag while en route. Zoot! They introduced a new thrill that killed him on old Sugar Hill. Then it spread like a rhythmical quake, keeping Manhattan awake, doing the chocolate shake.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on. Some of the swing bands were led by singers, and Cab Calloway was one of them. On stage, he was outrageous and humorous, one of the greatest entertainers ever. Here's three pieces from the Calloway Band with Cab on the vocals: Let's Go Joe, Tappin' Off, and a silly one, A Chicken Ain't Nothing But a Bird.
So fly, goodness gracious alive. Say, man, did you finally arrive?
Hey, let's go, Joe.
Ain't nothing to it but the so and so.
Hey, let's go, Joe.
Knock me something, cause I'm ready to go.
Hey, ain't so, Joe.
Ain't nothing to it if the brass don't blow.
Hey, ain't so, Joe.
Knock me something, cause I'm ready to go. Rip up me, gusting me, gusting me joy. Knock me some of that good fine hoy. Rip up you, gusting me, gusting me joy. You jump, jump, jump when you jump with joy.
Come on, Joe, let's go.
Stuff's really mellow on the Alamo.
Hey, let's go, Joe.
Knock me something, cause I'm ready to go. Me classic, me classic, me classic, me joy. Knock me something, cause I'm ready to go.
Thank you. about chicken. Chicken's a popular bird. Anywhere you go, you're bound to find a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some folks call it a fowl. That's the story I heard. But let them call it this and let them call it that. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. You can boil it, roast it, broil it, cook it in a pan or a pot. Eat it with potatoes, rice or tomatoes. A chicken still's what you got. Boy, it was a dish for old Caesar, also King Henry III. But Columbus was smart, said you can't fool me. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Dish for old Caesar, also King Henry III. But Columbus was smart, said you can't fool me. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird.
We're swinging with Dr. Jazz. Peggy Lee was born in 1920, Norma Dolores Eggstrom, a nice Swedish girl from North Dakota, yeah, the seventh of eight children. She began singing on local radio stations and left home at 17 to go find work singing. Later, while working a Chicago nightclub, Benny Goodman noticed her. He needed a replacement for Helen Forrest, and Peggy stayed with the band for 2 years and became famous. She appeared in two Hollywood films with the orchestra. In 1943, she married the band's guitarist, and since Goodman had a no fraternizing with the girl singer rule, he fired the guitarist. So Peggy Lee quit. Lee was not only a singer, but a successful lyricist, working with many of the prominent composers of that time. She went on to a fine career as a recording artist, actress, and television personality. She passed away in 2002 at age 81. Her epitaph reads, "Music is my life's breath." Three songs by Peggy with the Goodman Orchestra from 1941 are ready to go. Elmer's tune, "I See a Million People," and Duke Ellington's, "I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good."
Of a goose. What puts a kick in a chicken? The magic in June. It's precious Elmer's tune. Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing. Sing it, sway any old way and any old time. The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street, the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. All sing Elmer's tune. Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Billie Holiday was one of the first black women to sing with an all-white band. There is a jazz legend that when Holiday went on tour with Artie Shaw's band in 1938, the bus stopped at a restaurant to eat. Well, the owner refused to serve Billie. That didn't sit well with Artie and the band, so they trashed the place and took off. Here's Billie singing Any Old Time, followed by instrumentals, Back Bay Shuffle, and Traffic Jam, all Artie Shaw original works.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are swinging with the doctor. Claude Thornhill was born in Terre Haute, Indiana in 1909. He was recognized as an extraordinary talent on the piano and entered the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music at 16. While playing in a local band, Thornhill met Artie Shaw, and they became friends and went to New York together in 1931. After many years of working in radio, songwriting, and playing piano as a studio musician, Thornhill founded his own band in 1939. He was having great success, but he enlisted in the Navy in 1942 and led a band that toured the Pacific Theater. After his discharge in 1946, he restarted his ensemble. Thornhill passed away in 1965 at age 55. Three pieces by the Thornhill Band are set up: Early Autumn, sung by Fran Warren, Robin's Nest, and a jazz version of Johannes Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5.
Spanish spring has taught my heart the sting of an early autumn. Curled leaves are blown astray like withered dreams, they drift away. I hope some spring may bring some joy to fill this empty thing that has become my heart since we're apart in this early autumn. Autumn, please find my love.
Listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Trumpeter Bunny Berrigan started his first swing band in 1937 after becoming famous in the Benny Goodman Orchestra. His band struggled due to his lack of good business sense and excessive alcohol consumption. Still, he was one of the best trumpeters of the era. I've got three instrumentals by the Berrigan Orchestra lined up: Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby, I, and Trees.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.